proclamation number 6333 dated the August 15th, 1955. Jesus Christ means everything. No one can become blessed without Jesus Christ. And yet, countless people reject him because they have no idea about the significance of his act of salvation, for even those people who profess him with their mouth must be counted to the former, for the right understanding of the act of love and mercy by the divine Redeemer would make them follow him on the path leading to beatitude. Even if preaching takes place all over the world, even if people are told time and again that his name is the only lifeline, only a very small fraction of them know what Jesus, the human being, had done for his fellow human beings and why he had done it. Jesus has only become a savior from sin and death for a very few people on earth who, being spiritually enlightened, are aware of the significance of the act of salvation and who therefore also recognize the immense hardship on earth, who know how distant humanity is from the one who alone can bestow upon them a life of beatitude. Jesus Christ is preached throughout the whole world. Many people are being addressed by him directly when he is speaking to them through the mouth of an awakened preacher. But only a few allow themselves to be captivated by his words so that they will not leave him anymore and likewise dedicate their life to proclaiming the name of Jesus. However, most of them forget just as quickly as they get excited, like a passing fancy which flares up brightly but quickly burns down again. For Jesus Christ does not come alive in them. He does not find admission into their hearts because they don't live in love. Only love gives life to faith in him. Without love, the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation is nothing more than worldly knowledge which has no effect in eternity. For this reason, only a few will feel themselves so affected that they will subsequently become true followers of Jesus, that they will find deliverance from sin and death, even though the divine Redeemer will not exclude anyone in order to attract him under his cross. He speaks to countless people and will continue to speak to them and admonish them to work at improving their soul. Time and again he will proclaim his teaching of love. Yet he can only come alive in their hearts if they accept his teaching of love and live up to it. Only then will they understand his act of love and know how much hardship there is on earth. For death is granted to every person, but death without Jesus Christ signifies a dreadful fate in the beyond, a fate which can only be improved through the divine Redeemer again. Otherwise the soul will have to vegetate in darkness, in wretchedness, for an infinitely long time. Jesus Christ means everything, but extremely little to humanity, for it does not make much use of his act of mercy, because it does not recognize him. And it cannot recognize him because it is incapable of doing so as long as it is lacking love, and this has grown cold among people. Consequently, love must be preached continuously. The one who is full of love himself and sacrificed himself for his fellow human beings must be referred to. If the human being then makes an effort to fulfill the commandments of love, he will also become enlightened as to why Jesus died for the human race, and he will take refuge under the cross and call upon the only one who can redeem him from sin and death. Amen.